Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My gosh, I was just reminded today how fast the summer is flying by. I guess we have a holiday coming up the first week in September, and they're already talking about three days off, and the picnics are being planned, and sometimes it goes so quick you kind of wonder, do you remember it going by? So the passage of time is very intriguing to me. And while the chat room, hello, welcome, spirits, you know, this is the time of year when we have a lot of vacationers and a lot of things, a lot of planned trips. But at the same time, we sometimes lose our perspective on time. One of the clients I talked to today and is dealing with the dying of a parent. And her comment to me was, I don't know if I can let her go. And I said to her, and those of you who are suffering with tenderness and dignity, the passage of our loved ones, we seem to want to allow our seniors to pass away. And it's easy to allow that because they usually have had the disease or there's a form of a suffering going on. And the woman said to me, I'm not positive I know how to let her go. Well, she's in a facility. And she's had dementia and a couple of strokes, but there's other conditions in which is not conducive to healthy life. And she's not young, but she's not old either. And I feel like sometimes we lose the passage of time, and when we're at the end and witnessing someone's ending, we feel like we have to catch up or say more. And sometimes just having a dignified ending is allow the parent to talk, not necessarily for you to talk. It's our turn to listen. At the end of one's life, sometimes we'll say the most profound things. And the hospice people were talking to this friend, and she said, the hospice people were telling my friend that her mother had been witnessing people visiting her. And the hospice lady said, and I would like to follow up. I am paying attention. Hello, Jenny. Different colors in the chat room. So one of the hospice ladies said, it is common for our clients to be speaking of seeing deceased family members. And so I'm addressing a few things tonight between the questions. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, spirit. You're going with your dad. Right now about that. I feel like we do want to be selfish, and we don't want to let the people go. And what I said to this gal, I always keep trying to say her name, and I don't think I should do that, is that we have to allow our oldest of the oldest people to be part of our history, of our family lineage, and to believe that we are wearing this hunk of flesh, we just carry it around with us day in and day out. And you know, it breaks down. It's just a mechanism for our mind to listen and to be part of and to see and to have senses. So it's a joyous moment for spirit people to say, oh, our family's coming home, where we have to release them. So when the spirit comes to flesh and is born, we rejoice and they are sad. And then when we have to let our family go, we are sad, but they rejoice. So the passage of time is very quick to us. And as we get older, it seems to go faster and faster. But that is the way of the world. And we have to release our parents because that is the time for them. I'm trying the Blue Diamond. Hello, good evening. And guest 3902, and of course, welcome spirits and Jenny. I think I've missed somebody here. Anyway, I do have some on the line. I always take calls, and I enjoy reading the chat room. But there was a couple things I want to talk about tonight. And in addition, I'd like to get this call because they are holding. And I'll go back to mentioning a show was on the other day. Hello, area code 516. Who's speaking, please?
Hello.
Hello there. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Allie.
Oh, hello, Allie. And what state are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, my goodness, you girls stay up late. I'm so flattered. I'm flattered that you called. Allie, I don't know if you something I've said that directed you to call me.
Actually,
do you have a question for me?
I was listening to your show last night after you were off air for the first time. I have to admit it was a very, very interesting show. It was very good. Give a lot
which
of detail.
Which show is that? Last week's show or the Paranormal Hour or which show was
really,
it?
I'm not
okay.
really sure. I just I was Googling. You know, I was trying to find out some information, and you came across.
Yeah.
So basically, I was wondering what your feelings or what you know about the act of. See, I'm not really. I don't really know too much about this. I never even heard of it before 5 weeks ago, about Santeria.
Of what the word is here?
Santeria? Mm-hmm.
Is that a mental, is that from the islands, and it's practiced by people who believe in, I don't know what to believe in.
I've
heard of that. Pardon me?
A mental block on somebody from moving forward?
I believe there's two things here. When I talk to people about, I talk to a lady and she says, I can feel my man around me. And then someone else will say, all of a sudden I thought of someone who popped into my head. Well, one friend, I won't mention any money, I don't embarrass her, but she was dealing with something and a man friend of hers just popped into her head. Well, he's planning a trip. He lives out of state. He was going to meet up with her somewhere. And she said, well, they're just friends. And she says, well, how odd. So she turned around and called that person. And sure enough, he was sitting there trying to put his program together, his trip, and he was thinking about her. The power of the mind is absolutely amazing. For me to do what I do and talk to people all over the world, it's truly amazing. I talked to a couple in Germany whose children live in Italy in the United States. So I go to them, and then I go to each child. The mind is very powerful. Now, if you were to understand that if I said to somebody, I believe in a religion, or I believe in a process, and I believe that I'm going to put my mind into yours, I'm going to make you think something, or I'm going to make you not be able to think of something. Now, if that person knows that person is going to do it, if that person believes in that process, I believe there's power to that.
Okay. Because
so,
I have a very quick and bizarre story. I've been with my boyfriend since 2006, but I've known him since I was three. And he's a twin. I'm a twin. I think that this might have something to do with why I keep getting these messages. And basically, out of nowhere, it's like he just forgot about me. This has to do with this girl. And I gave up on him. I said, this is too stressful. And this little gypsy woman came over to me out of nowhere, and she was like, I need you to know that this was practiced on your relationship, and he loves you very, very much.
Every culture has its magic. And I'm taking a little more time. I see, Jenny, you have a question in there. It did help. Oh, she'd had, okay, Jenny, I'll mention it on the air. Oh, great. I'm sorry, I want to back up. The power of twins is very strong.
Yes.
And so I don't know if we're talking about the what you said of Tangeria, but there are people out there who want to put fear into people's mm-hmm. lives. And so they'll say things like, I think that there's a curse on you, or I think there's power over you, and I need to remove it, and I'm going to burn a candle for you, and
right,
it's going to cost you $500.
She's like, I can't remove it. She's like, I'm not costing you anything. She's like, your aura drove me to you. She's
okay,
like, ran over to me.
No, well, let me, I know, hon, but listen to me. If she were to ever come back, I would love you to get a legitimate psychic or medium in your area that you trust. But if she tries to come back in your life, turn away from her, because this is a ploy to get you to want her services. She's trying to make you fearful.
Okay, so I did do that. I went and got a reading, and they said there absolutely is a block there, and they can't put their finger on it.
Right, but that's not necessarily a demon, not Tangeria. Listen, I hate to have you do this, but a block is a block, but it could be your block, it could be your twin's block. It could be his block. And what it is that it's a mental thing, but not a curse. I don't feel anything like that around you. Time on the radio is really, really short. Only it's 60 minutes. So I'm going to let you go. But if she comes back, leave her presence. And that's not a negative thing of people of the gypsy people. But from some of the experiences I've heard, there are some people who like to use fear and intimidation to get people to pay the money to fix things that are not necessary to do. So I'm going to be real careful how I word that. So good luck, gal. I got to let you go so I get to the other people. Okay?
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jenny, I had told her that she, well, I don't remember saying this, Jenny, but if I did, so be it. You have allergies, and I saw probably saw bee or honey, and you bought some raw honey, and it really helps you. I've heard of that. I've heard of that. If you have honey, process in an area where you live, there's something in the pollen that can help you. So I have heard that. And Blue Diamond, you wrote a word here, the lady call in from New York. That's basically witchcraft. You know, I have to be really careful how I word things because I don't nix anything. There are so many wonderful, wonderful, believable people in the world who do Tandria. I actually know a lady who was a gypsy. Wonderful. I mean, I loved her like a sister. She died in Sacramento, California, and was her lifelong friend. And she was also a psychic reader. So witchcraft, Wicca, you know, all the cultures are beautiful, beautiful. And without our belief system, we wouldn't be whole. So there are sometimes people who practice witchcraft who are not centered, and there's sometimes gypsies who have no other way to make a living. I had a very dear friend, knew her for years and years, and she was approached by someone who saw her very tearful. And it said, and she picked up, and she was intuitive, said, well, I think that your man is cheating on you. And, of course, a lot of women have those kinds of fears. And so even though she was a friend of mine and she had access to me, she could have asked, this woman had her go down to Costco and buy her TV, $1,300 to take a candle and it didn't fix the problem. So remember, I'm not criticizing anybody because I have girlfriends that are Wicca and people who are in really positive witchcraft. And there are people out there who just seem to put, oh gosh, I get really wound up over that, don't I? I guess I want to say is be cautious and be trustworthy of the people that give you information. How's that? Okay? Hello, everybody. Caesar's ghost is in there. Hello, hello. Religious practice in Mexico. Is that where Santeria comes from? I apologize. I know the name, but my mind went blank from where it's from. And there's good and bad in it. Yes, people are talking about the good and bad. In every group, there's good psychics and there's bad psychics and good mediums and not so good mediums. And I think that the character of the person is the way they conduct themselves and how they approach people. When people talk to me, 99% of the time, I'll never tell someone to connect with me because it has to be free will to have a soul-soul connection. I cannot soul-to-soul connect with anybody to read any future if there's fear on their part of me. I'd rather you not take a reading, a session from me if there's any level of fear. Fear will block. So I have a trust thing. It has to be absolutely free will. Yes, Jenny, you have to hate these people and evil people that take advantage of people. Shame on them. Ooh. You know, I listened to a wonderful George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM, and he interviewed a gentleman the other night. And I actually bought the book. I don't think I have it handy. But I think it was on the 13th, and he talked to about spirit people and afterlife, and he spoke of heaven and hell and evil, and it seems to be that we create those thoughts, not spirit people. So I see you, 626 area code. I'll be right there. I want to scroll down and make sure I picked up all these calls. Welcome, spirits. Hello. Your dad just went into intensive care and found out he did have cancer as well as other health issues. He will get through this one episode, but I don't know if it's for days or weeks, and then he will fail. Okay, welcome, spirits. I'm really sorry. Remember, as I told you the first of the show, I had three calls today that were really profound, and I wanted to share the thoughts of it, and one of them was a girl whose mother is passing away in Nevada, and what I said to her is we have to allow our senior people to go to history to step aside. How difficult would it be for us to hold on to them and have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren? We wouldn't have enough place on the planet. And it's good that they can finally get out of that hunk of flesh they've been hanging around and hauling around all the time and go back to what I would call the true nature of the universe in that spirit land. We choose to come here. And on the show with Art Bell, August 13th, I believe it was, a gentleman had a caller come in and said, well, it's the advantage or disadvantage of reincarnation if we don't remember. I thought it was a profoundly wonderful question. I went, great. But the thing is, our soul remembers the journey from flesh to flesh. We are somehow blocked from being able to remember, so that our interface with the people that, of the past that came forward with us will be a true experience in which we will then learn. And so we'll have to let that go. She doesn't know I'm on the show tonight. So anyway, I love the idea of reincarnation and spirit land. And the other question, let me see here. Let me go to check. I'll give you, let me go to the phone call because I want to make sure that I had. Let me see if I can get this. Didn't go on. Frank, is this you? Oh gosh, yes. For a minute I didn't know I had the air. I clicked it and it went. Nothing happened, Frank. So I was worried. Chuck, okay. I'll get to you in a minute. Frank, what's going on with you?
Oh, just here in my office, just listening to you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I had a few things on my mind. I was just wondering if you had any feelings or from my parents that have passed, any messages from them?
You know, that's really hard. Your father, now don't give me names, but how long have they been in spirit? 5, 10, 15 years?
My father, 15 years. My mother, just last year.
Oh, just last year? She says that she's been with her mother, reconnected with mother. I'm not sure how many years it had been since her mother had passed away, but I see a lot of tears of getting together. She also shows me a recovery. So I don't know what long-term illness she has, but she said, I woke up from passing over. She woke up, and it's almost like she had to shake her head because her head didn't feel well or there was illness in her body. What did she pass from?
My sisters won't really tell me, but I heard something on the chest. So I'm not sure if it was a heart or...
you don't know what long-term illness she had. She said when she passed over, she had to get used to being whole again. As far as your dad, I do feel like he's been coming and going. I feel like there's industry or something not in your neck of the woods. I don't know if it was family or his business when he was younger, but he's very intrigued with industry from his past. And I really can't, I just don't know what that means. Can you tell me what kind of work he did when he was a younger man?
Yes, well, he worked on the railroad, plus he also had a multi-family dwellings, a property which I did the maintenance on.
I would say it was an industry. Industry makes me think of locomotives. So in his mind, even though the structure was money-making, I feel like he enjoyed the railroad. He says he went back early in his life, not later in life, but the ownership. So it makes me think he's been with industry, and that makes me think railroad. So that might be familiar to him, and he's enjoyed it. Spirit people speak to me. They have access to all time. And believe it or not, they can go interdimensional and across time and space. So I think your dad enjoyed the years with railroad. And I feel like that's not a bad statement. That's a very positive statement for him. He spent a lot of time in his mind. And when he was on the railroad, he did other things with other men and used his body. So that was an opening time for him. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Nancy.
Uh-huh. I apologize. It sounds like my allergies are giving me a little trouble tonight. In our Arizona area, we have a lot of, it's always amazing to me, we have so much rain here. I'm at 4,400 foot, and we're a city next door to Tombstone, Arizona. And this is our third rain and electrical storm today, just today. So it's amazing to me. And I know I've told Char and a couple other people, see this ghost, I said, I never know when I'm going to have a show and be lost. So if you kids in the chat room hear me disappear, let me know. It means that we had electrical strike nearby and cut my line. So, I mean, not my line, but the satellite connection. So always do that. Okay, Chuck, your wife is going through a tough time. Can you give her inspiration? Boy, sometimes that's awful hard when you don't know exactly what's going on. Chuck, I apologize for not remembering from time to time. One of the sessions today was a gal who tried to take ownership for the troubles in her life. One is with a man, the other with a job. And she says, what is it that I'm doing wrong that I can't make something happen? And I said to her, where and why do you want ownership of something you have no control over? We have to let the destiny, the karmic path, and the flow of the universe that picked you up and carried you along to play out. Sometimes we have to witness what's happening and have it pull us through time to the next step for completion. So I told this gal, actually it was over email, I said, you have to stand back and let it play out. Why do you want to own? And I just repeated myself again. But I said, if this man wanted this, he would have been here. What you're trying to do is change the way he's thinking, and we do not have that control. So she has to step back and wait for this gentleman to decide what he wants to do with his life. And if part of it is the current path they're shared together, then he will show up. She has no control. So check the same with your wife. Whatever's going on with her life, she may be trying to mentally figure it out or control it. In reality, she may have to step back and witness it, because inputting would not settle or fix the problem any faster. By witnessing what's happening, the people, the players, may learn more than if she tried to involve herself and fix it when it wasn't her issue in the first place. That's really hard, because if it's family issues, if I remember this right, we cannot put our thoughts into other people's minds to change their ideas. The ideas they create in their own mind is from their own life experience and learning the outcome of their actions. So that's about the best I can do for that, okay? Jenny says, yes, lots of rain. Really quite amazing. I don't know that we have more than Northern California, Sacramento, Roseville, where I lived before, but it comes down, I don't know, did you hear that? That was the thunder and lightning very close to my house. So let me know. But it comes down very hard, and because we have a lot of very open sky, it can thunder and lightning a half a mile down the road, and we can witness it coming toward us and be on our house and then go to the other side of the valley. So, Jenny says, that's bad too, Destiny. That's a rain dump for me. Yes, the roads get quite saturated very fast. We in Tucson, one of the issues this time of year is they have a lot of flooding. So it's very amazing to watch. Okay, 317 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Nancy. It's Dorothy.
Dorothy, I need to have you speak up a little louder. I don't know if anybody out here can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yes. You're really far away. You may be really far away. What state is 317 area code?
Indiana, Indianapolis.
Well, we have a lot of miles between us, but sometimes if you turn the can you hear kids in this chat room? Let me know if you can hear. I'll tell them to turn the volume up. Oh, you have to leave, Chuck? Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, Chuck. Well, what can I do for you tonight, Miss Indiana?
The reason why I'm calling is I had a visit from my father the other day in a vision. Came to me all in white and gold.
And I like that.
He was sitting in a chair, and he was smiling, and he looked 20 years younger. And I was, then something woke me. The dog started barking and woke me up. But he was going to say something to me. Did he have anything to say to me?
What was his first name, please?
Emil.
Emil, did he die of structural damage in his body?
Yes.
That's what I get. He says, that's what I was told. Meaning, look how beautiful I am now. And it feels like he was chuckling.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
He actually withered away from cancer. That's what he did. I mean, it was bad. I mean, he was down to like 90 pounds when he died.
You know, I wouldn't have known if he died of a stroke, and he was a beautiful man when he left. Spirit kind tell me that after we leave, we can go back to an age of our preference. And because I had cancer, I thought I would like to show up as an old lady to let everybody know I made it. But, and I hope to make you laugh, when I was 29, I was a hottie. And I said, why would I want to be 39, 83 when I could be 29? So I was, you know, 29. And I think that's the choice we have. Because in Ghost Investigations, and Charles in the room tonight, we were talking about some house of spirits in it. And these spirit people who are stuck sometimes will stay at the age they're stuck at. But if you have a full transition, spirit land, and you recover from your disease or a loss of a limb, you get it back, I think they want to show the family, me and you, because I was getting structural damage to his body, not a stroke where he just went quick or a heart attack, that he is completely whole. And he was laughing or chuckling when he told you, look at me, I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to tell you, huh?
Yeah. And, I mean, he, you know, he comes to me in a vision, you know, where it's hard to explain. I'll be waking up and it's like I'm at the show. I can look up on the wall and I can see this vision. And I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
I'm wide awake. And that's
Blue Diamond, I'll repeat. Blue Diamond, I'll repeat what she's saying. Just a minute, okay? Let me share something with you, dear, and I'm going to have to let you go. When people ask me about dreams, I like dreams. I took a whole class and I taught a class on dreams. And dreams are very interesting. There's such a thing as an emotional dream, prophetic dream of the future, or a spirit visitation, or a near-death, out-of-body kind of experience. And I have found that it's an emotional dream, then I cannot step into it, and I cannot see this vision. But
okay.
If it's a spirit visitation, not only will you never be able to forget it, but I can't either. When I get into it, I can see him. I know you can see him. You will never forget. The same thing with a near-death experience. I have networked a lot of people around me who have experienced a near-death experience. That near-death experience will stay with these people. There's a lady in Town of Surprise, and she had near-death experience like 40 years ago. And she can tell you detail to detail the entire experience like it was yesterday. She says, she's had a couple, in fact. She will never, ever forget it. It's the same with your father. You'll never, ever forget this vision. That's because it was a true spirit to spirit visitation. So you're very lucky.
I know it was a true spirit because I looked at him and I
didn't believe it.
I knew it was him. I just knew it.
Yep.
And, I mean, I've had a lot of decisions to make lately, and I was, you know, just wondering if he's coming around to tell me about the decision.
No, spirit kind cannot interfere with presumably free will that we have. While we're living in our flesh, the lessons, the karmic arrangements and karmic agreements that we've made cannot be lived by a person who's already had the chance here. So very carefully, don't press upon a spirit people too much for making us think that they've abandoned us. What they give us is support to continue our quest for perfection. So I think your father was trying to get you not to grieve anymore, and he was so tickled. I can almost hear him or witness his looking and saying, aren't I, he must have been a really nice looking young man. He says, aren't I pretty? And that made me believe that he looks and feels wonderful. And that's the best message you could have ever got.
Oh, I know.
All right, dear.
Made me feel so good.
All right.
Okay.
I got to let you go. Thank you, and thank you for sharing with us.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right, Ms. Andiana, bye-bye. It's so difficult when we lose family because it's like a breakup of a real love relationship. You wonder if you could ever breathe again. And my father was taken from me when I was very young. I was 6 years old. I never really understood death until I was in my 30s. And I grieved, and I hadn't gotten to what I am doing now. And I remember thinking that I was married and my husband, the father of my two children, was so clearly in their life. And when people come to me and they say, I haven't grieved, but I'm grieving now. And I says, that parallels the same age group you were in that your parent left. But then you realize what you had missed by witnessing what your children have. That's a very, very common. The gal that just left, and she may be listening, your voice is very young. Don't think your father wouldn't have influence with you and your extended family. Don't rejoice that he's able to still be part of them and that the spirit kind, the spirit land is part of where we all exist, coexist together. So when I was grieving in my 30s, the passing of my father, I hadn't gotten into metaphysics, and now I know that because I've thought of him, he will always come around, be part of my life, even today. Jay has asked, you come up with a lot of good questions, girl. And Frank, I appreciate his calling week after week, too. You didn't give me your husband's first name, Jenny. Can you put that into the chat room real quick? If I go to your husband, can I see around him? Also, Jenny, give me his height. I feel like there is a boxy man next to him, partly balding, medium complexion. As he got older, he got a little thicker around the middle. Did I describe his dad? Let me know. Okay. He just wrote his name in. Thank you very much. But do me a favor. The person I described, I feel like, is part of your husband's life. Did I just describe someone in his family, his father? Oh, okay, Gabby. She said, but she has to get up at 5:30, so I'll listen to the rest of the show. Oh, nice seeing you, Gabby. Yes, 5:30 on the East Coast it comes up real quick. Thank you for stopping by. And Jenny said the man was short, 5'8". So maybe I am seeing. And do you remember straight-shouldered? I got a little thicker. Yes, I did. Yes, you did. Jenny, thank you very much. I did describe his dad and without his name. Wow. Sometimes I surprise myself even. So Jenny's giving me all kinds of smiles. How do I do this? Someone in the room must be thinking this. Actually, I look at the first name. When I hear your voice, like the young lady is called about her father, I click into the name. It was an interesting session today. I had a gal in the car, and she had that new Bluetooth, and it was really hard to hear, but I was able to connect anyway. Sometimes it is difficult. In the chat room, how can I do email readings? Sometimes I'm surprised. I just feel like there's energy in the universe that allows us to connect. It's meant to. But I'm a strong energy individual. I was a long-distance runner and a horseback rider in my youth, and I believe that because of that, I have a lot of body energy. So I'm fortunate enough to be able to do this. I think some people wonder how I do it. I think it's the basis of who I am is all the years of being an athlete. Okay, you betcha. The other topic I wanted to talk about tonight, and Gabby just checked out, I was going to talk about her. She and her daughter had introduced themselves to me a couple weeks back, the Paranormal Hour, all small caps, invited me to their show Saturday, 5 o'clock California talk, and I did talk about hitchhikers. That is probably one of my favorite topics now because I believe that's part of the universe that we belong to, and it's not foreign, strange, but I don't believe it affects a lot of people. In addition, I believe they may be inviting me back to talk about reincarnation. That is another one of my favorite topics lately. So the Paranormal Hour, Gabby is the mom and Jessica, and they're from, oh gosh, I wish they were here. I think it's Kentucky. So there are so many wonderful paranormal groups. Surfing the net and surfing Blog Talk Radio has been extremely fun to meet all the different groups. And I have no hard feelings if you go around and scoot around and listen to as many as you can. Okay, where was my notes here? Kind of got off track. The other group that Real Reality Production has invited me to come on, and I haven't heard from him in a couple of days, so he's in the room. them know that I will be eagerly waiting a phone call, and I'll be on a couple other shows, so I'll let you all know what's going on. I am also in Sierra Vista, California, I mean Arizona, and I'm going to be teaching a couple classes, so if some of you are listening in Tombstone or Tucson, in October or November, I'm going to be teaching classes on Are You Living with a Ghost? And so you're invited to come this part of the world. And in the end of October, 1st of November, 1st and 2nd, Char, are you in the room listening? Or are you going to call in? She is putting on a Halloween fest. And the idea is we're going to have some tours in Murphy's Hotel. And that's in the 209 area of California. And the town of Murphy's is very small and very old, and we're going to have a banquet dinner, and we'll be talking, and there'll be people in her group teaching you how to do EVPs, and I'll give a talk on ghosts, living with them if you don't want to, living without them if you don't want to, and if we had time, then I will give, if you don't care to do a tour after the dinner, and maybe rain, and maybe I'll have time to do this, I will do a group past life regression. It was years ago that I used to do this, and I'm now getting recertified to be a hypnotherapist and to do past life regression work, and particularly with groups of people. So I think that will be, oh, Jenny, you haven't seen Karen either tonight in the chat room. I know she was busy with some projects, so that's probably what's up. Miss Ryder has written in, you're worried about your mother passing away also. You know, time is relative, unfortunately. You didn't tell me if she's ill right now. Our seniors have the will to either stay as long as they can and let disease take them so they're prepared. But I believe your mother would like to check out quickly and easily. So it's very possible she could be gone within the next 2 years. I don't want to say 2 months. It seems like an awful short time. I don't remember thinking she was that ill. So I do feel like you may be picking up uncomfortable feelings of dealing with impending death. But it may be still some time off. So the universe is giving you a gift, Ms. Ryder, in that it's allowing you to think of this and prepare yourself. Your mother has lived her life. And it's now her time to be part of history and to go back to spirit land and become a spirit person, that is. So I heavy-duty questions tonight. Wow. Okay, Welcome Spirits has another question for me. Miss Ryder, you were saying she is healthy now. Great, appearing to be healthy. But you, like I said, you probably very intuitive. You're probably picking up what I did, cardiovascular blood vessel. So she could have a stroke, a heart attack. Maybe you're not picking up death, but maybe the episodes of these illnesses. So keep her, get her to the doc, and don't let her turn down her doctor's appointments. How's that? Okay. Welcome, spirits. Oh, we just had so much light, and it just lit up the room. My office has the curtains open, and boy, that just blasted itself away, way far away, but clear across the sky. I'm so grateful to keep my computer going, everybody. I have been having health symptoms for the last few months, similar to my dad's, and he is hospitalized for now, but I have no medical insurance. Do I need to worry? Oh, my gosh, girl. That's really hard. I don't get anything what your dad is going through with you. There is a little bit of a hospital thing coming up, but it could be a test. But it feels like it's months, maybe a year to 2 years out. So if you can, sometime in the future, you know, you could be going in for a mammogram for all I know. So, but I am seeing it. I hope it's not to visit your father, okay? Welcome, spirits. I don't know that you have anything with him. You're saying you're having health symptoms. They're not letting me see anything in you that's serious enough to be worried about death. I'm not getting anything like that, girl. Okay. Okay. A black widow, you said, yes, problems. What's that about? Jenny says we can always change events, though. I'm not positive. I know how much free will we have, but I do believe that we can deter off the karmic path if you see a situation that you want to experience, but we're always driven back to the flow of the universe. And that is something we cannot change. That's another topic that I've taught classes on, is our perception of free will, how we work with free will. I think I've given this example before. I'm talking about all kinds of topics tonight. Sorry, Black Wheel. Sorry, Nancy, you had the same mom. Okay. All right, girls. Sometimes people ask me, well, what does karma look like and what do you call it karma? I call karma the sap of a tree. If you visualize a Wildwood tree because they seem so powerful, that's our life force. And each within each of us is the will to live and create our world. And we have roots into the soil, and that's a foundation of our life and our belief system and our foundation from our families. And then we go up the trunk of the tree and we create ourselves. And then we become what we say the small branches before the big ones, and that's our teenagers. And then the solid branches branch out, creating family, our careers, and all the choices. And as we go up to the top and reach for the top of the tree to the end of our life, we become a spirit again. All the multiple branches are opportunities and choices that we can experience. And you can go to the edge of a branch, you go all the way to the end, or you can come back in quickly if you don't like to travel that way and go right back on the path. There's a gentleman that I talked to in New York, and he said, I believe that it's as similar as a river, that you as a psychic, Nancy, you sometimes can approach river to see what my karmic path is like, and you step into the shoreline, and it's sandy. You've not gone heavy current, so you'll see what's close by. If you walk further into the river, then you'll feel the current of my life, and you'll flow faster. And that's why you can jump without realizing 5 or 10 years. So I think both analyses are very amazing. We've had a lot of electricity, electrical strike just again. So in the chat room, if all of a sudden you don't hear me, do type something. I don't know if I'll lose you or not. This is, again, another monsoon night. Your karma path reminds me of a redwood tree. And accessing time would be like stepping into the current of a river. In Northern California, I've only done it a few times, but the current of the Sacramento River, and you can get the raft. And if you along the shoreline, the raft moves very slow, and everybody hangs their feet out, and they're all talking and everything. And then if you kind of push yourself toward the center of the river, the current is very fast, and it'll pick you up and make you travel quickly. And that's why people like myself, people have said to me, oh, my gosh, Nancy, you predict something, and it happened to the day. It's kind of like scary. I thought, wow, that's a lot of pressure. Thank goodness I was right, and I was very prepared for that person. And then oftentimes, I have a friend in Sacramento. She said, I dated somebody, but you told me about this man 5 years ago. And at the time, I wouldn't have known it was 5 years. And that's because I had stepped in the current of her life, and that allowed me to leapfrog in time. So it's a very interesting concept. And I'm not sure why we can do that in the first place, let alone read a question from the chat room or answer a phone call from Indiana or Southern California. To me, it's a miracle. And when people question the authenticity of what I can do, I can only do it by a demonstration. I says, if you can explain how I do this, go right ahead. I also believe that the spirit of soul of us exists within the body, the flesh, and outside the body. I believe that when I do a reading and I can see, I think, who was it that said, my husband is, gosh, it's gone now. Let's see here. She wrote her husband's name. I had already described her husband's deceased father who was in his life. How can I do that through email? And that's because I think my soul, the eyes of my soul, is outside of my body. In my mind, my mind's outside my body. So I think that's how we can travel. Okay. So Miss Ryder says that you and the Black Widow are sisters, and you're very intuitive, very psychic with each other. Absolutely. I have a couple of gals that I like, and their website is Contact Psychics, and they're identical twins, and they're very young, they're 26, and they're very intuitive, but one is what we call an emotional feeler, and one is the analytical. So it's almost like one person was split in half. One is artistic, creative, one is very analytical. So it reflects in the readings, but they also very intuit to each other. So if you want to look at my girlfriends and give them a call, it's Contact Psychics. They're very fond of me and oftentimes will call me mom. So I just saw that Black Widow said our mom. Your mom was given a gift of being saved. Wow. In spirit or in body. And I think being saved can be in more than one way. After I was 39 when I had cancer. And up to that point, I had a very difficult marriage. Married too young. You know, I take half the responsibility for our marriage not working. We were 19 and 20. I was taking care of a blind grandmother. And there was a lot of things in the family that was very troublesome. Then I came out with cancer. 6 months later, I went through a divorce. And when I came out on the other side of divorce, when I realized what was going on in the universe, I felt that I had been saved twice. Once I survived my cancer and the divorce, it was emotional draining. But when I got into this, I felt there was also a miracle given to me to understand the universe and its complexities and the gift of helping other people through what I can do as a psychic medium. And she had near-death experience. She had been close to death. Wow. We are all energy. Mm-hmm. Do I, Miss Ryder, are you asking me if I see death in my family? Destiny Angels? Somehow I think I've lost the trend there. I cannot read people in my family. I knew that my daughter was going to have children. I knew my son would have a couple of children. I saw my son involved with space program, and he is. So he's an engineer for a space program. So there's only a few things I can get. For my husband, I can see his dead mother visit. The other family members who come around, I'm not always sure I know who they are, but I'm able to be spirit people for him. I'm not able to read his children either. So it appears that when I'm emotionally connected to people in my private life, I'm not easily able to read them. Now, I have a young woman that calls me mom, another one, and same age as my daughter. I have no trouble reading her, and I've known her for 10 years. So I think it has something to do with the biological linking of people, and that's hard to read them, and I cannot read myself. Spirits, if you want a private session with me, go to nancynats.com. Absolutely, and you call a toll-free number. I just saw someone call me for a session tonight. She doesn't know that I'm doing a radio show. So that's how you get hold of me. Just give me a call or do an email, okay? If you don't hear from me in a couple of 1 or 2 days on the email, do me a favor, always get back to me. I've had the same email since 96, and I get 300 to 400 spam a day. So it's kind of like nuts, all right? I'm not positive it's all agree to disagree and hugs. I'm not sure who you're talking to here. I'm trying to figure out if you have questions for me, everybody, make sure you put it at least beginning of as caps. Destiny of Angels, that's the other thing I want to mention tonight. Thank you. When we talk of human beings being energy, and I believe that we have a soul, and the mind of our soul doesn't always have to be in our body 100%. That's not the same as a step in. And it also does not imply that our soul completely leaves our body when we do a reading or we have out-of-body experience. I believe there's a blending, and I think that Shirley MacLaine, when she had that out experience and she saw the magical cord of the out-of-body experience, there is some kind of a cording, I think, only breaks at death. Now, let's take it another step. In our life, I do believe we have a rainstorm coming in. My husband may come in to close the window here in a minute. I do believe that energy relates with everything, from energy of reading mind to mind with identical twins or sisters. I also believe there's energy in our homes and our environment that we can control and be affected by. And the same with Char and Caesar's ghost when she does haunting. There's energy going along the ceiling. I says, take a picture, and she saw a cluster of orbs in the ceiling. It's like the orbs were cracked there. And the reason I bring this up, that in our family, a gal has written a book and has introduced it to East West Bookstore and had a big book signing, and it's on feng shui. And she's been in the business a while. She's actually opened up her own business as a feng shui consultant, and I will put this on my website because I'd like to promote family as well as you out there, and I'd like to have her on as a guest. Unbeknownst to most of you, you're living in homes where other family have coexisted. Their energy, you're coexisting with the energy of their life, and I do believe there's realness with feng shui. I also believe in feng shui, and I'm always moving the furniture in my home, and that's because I believe energy can go stale. So in your home, if you have a lot of conflict, check, like you, bring greenery in, wind chimes made of glass or mirrors, new fresh lighting techniques, shine from one room, side of the room to another, change the angles of energy. And that way, we won't get stuck in anything that could have been in a negative stance at the time it was created. I do see there's some more questions for me in the chat room. Oh, Matthew's going to college. Do you see him doing well? You didn't tell me what he's studying in. I do believe that his intent is to have a good life, but to make money so that he can have a better life. So it's not that he is money-oriented, but he wants security. Make sure that the path he's chosen is also his passion, because I feel like if you go in for one intent, it's not always the best choice, because I think we can be, look at what I do. I gave up an engineer, as an engineering supervisor, Pacific Bell, had as much money after my divorce as I'd ever need. And I felt that this was more important to help people in need. Okay? Okay, and then Angel Wing, hello. Oh, I'm going to have to move this chat room out a little bit. Angel Wing, let me see if I can see this. There, I can read it better. I feel like my angel wing, 1026, has said, you feel like your grandson was born to you. I do believe that. Jenny, you like feng shui? You want that girl on? I will have her on. And she's very smart. You'll really like her. She's got a really good personality. I believe in reincarnation. My husband's family was Catholic. And I had never, while I was growing up, had a sense, and no one spoke to me, of the possibilities that we could choose to do this life experience over and over. The idea was brought to me one time, and I was studying under the pastor of the church, Spirit of Grace, in Northern California, Citrus Heights, in Northern California. I drew a picture of a sleeping infant, and it was told to me it would be born to my daughter, and we have a three-letter name. Well, I called my daughter up and called her up and asked her if she's pregnant. And she said, no, Mom. 10.5 months later, I had drawn a picture of my grandson, Sam, S-A-M, 45 days before he was conceived. So I do believe that we come for people. When I had drawn his picture, I heard words. A selection had been made, and then I saw the figure of my daughter. That drawing and a photograph of him by Polaroid, 4 hours old, are exact. Two Worlds, Developing Your Psychic Skills, is at my website, and you can also order it through Amazon, and those pictures are in there. So now I believe that we can choose to be born once. We can be born more than once. And I really believe that we choose for parents or for grandparents, okay? All right. What I need to do is we have 6 minutes left. Okay, Jenny, we're going to do that. I'm going to have 1 30-second. You're going to have an opportunity to listen to an ad that was created by me, by Lisa, and she worked for KFPK Radio. Welcome, Spirits. Can you hold on a minute? I'm having rain coming to my house. I'm going to have you listen to this while I go ahead and have to get up and close the window. So hold on, everybody.
talked to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Caller 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
So how would you like that little ad? This is a gal that came to me for a reading, and she really liked what I did, and she asked me to have ad on Coast to Coast AM. And so she created that ad, and it was really fun to hear it. And then the gentleman who's created some music for me downloaded this, Dell, who lives in Idaho. He's a musician. If you want original music for one of your websites, he's a musician, and he can create it for you. He's also on my website. So that's enough commercials. But I was having rain come in. I was telling you there's a big storm here, and the rain was coming in the window right above, right next to where all the cords to the computers are plugged into the wall. So I had to get up and close the window. Okay, there is such a thing, Destiny of Angels, feng shui crystals. Absolutely. There is power in our thought. And remember the gal called in and fearful of someone approaching her and telling her that there was a block put on her life and didn't know how to change it. Our minds are so powerful. And the power and the belief in feng shui and moving energy that's there is very powerful in our life. I'm always moving furniture on my house, and that's because I like fresh, new energy. A gal in the room says, I have had a job interview with somewhere I really want to work. A spiritual, elemental healing place. Have second interview this week. I don't know why they wouldn't give you the job. I feel like if they don't give you a job, you may not want to work there. If they do give you a job, it feels like this is a really nice lady. Didn't tell me if she had brown hair, but I see a lady that wants you part of her group. So if you see a woman with very dark hair, kind of pulls it back, has a tendency to wear just white outfits or very cream color, if you don't get hired by this place, look her up in that place. But my feeling is that if they do pick you up, it's because it's a good spiritual place. If they don't, then you've lost nothing, okay? Angel Wing, you did raise him since he was born. Then he was meant to be yours. Many stories. Oh, gosh, we only have two more minutes. If you need to find me, nancymatz.com, all six of my websites or five others besides Nancy Matz is listed on that site, and there's only a couple more minutes left, but I want to share with you that I also believe that when a spirit cannot come through a physical form, they will go to someone else to be born. And so, Angel Wing, since you no longer had children, this boy was born to your daughter or your son's family, and then he was brought to you to be raised. We are emotionally raised by people, and that's who we get our personalities from. That is the intended true parent. So when we have adoptions, even though those children look like the biological parents, in reality, it's the parents you're adopted by that they were always have meant to be born to. I really believe that. Okay. I really do believe that he was sent to you, Angel Wing. Absolutely. Jenny, you like the ad? Oh, my gosh. Set that volume higher next time? Okay, I will. It's hard to know how loud it needed to be, so thank you. And welcome, spirits. Nice ad. Thank you very much. And I will turn it a little higher next time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have only 1 minute left. I also would like to thank Karen Rothstein for having Susie come to our show and talk about hitchhikers. It seems to be popular among many people. And, you know, I'm always open. If there's the lady with the feng shui, I'll bring her on. But if you people would like me to talk about something else, I'm open. I love answering the questions. Every week I try to find something that I think you'll like. Email me, nancy@nancymatz.com, okay? Okay, welcome, spirits. A hug to you, too. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Great show. Thank you very much. Tonight the energy was off a little, not off, but I think I was a little distracted. Thank you very much. We have a terrific storm. I'd be curious if any of you have heard it. But the lightning strike is very close to the house, and I'm so grateful that the airways have kept me on. So next time we have a storm like this, I may pull the drapes. So I'm not looking at it. Oh, did you like the show tonight? Thank you. I've covered a lot of things, and I do enjoy that. All the way back to January, I taught one thing, and then I had a half hour. I think I like having it open. It doesn't necessarily tell you what show to listen to for a particular topic, but this way it's been just open. Well, 4 seconds left. All right, everybody, stay safe. Yes, I will. Thank you. Good night.